Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Justice Department leaders under President Trump knew their 2018 zero-tolerance border policy would result in family separations, but they pressed on with prosecutions. That was the conclusion of a government watchdog report released today. The report from the Inspector General for the Justice Department found that leadership failed to prepare to implement the policy or manage the fallout. The result was more than 3,000 family separations, which has caused lasting emotional damage to children who are taken from their parents at the border. The policy was widely condemned by world leaders, religious groups, and lawmakers in the U.S. as cruel. President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club's failure to enforce Palm Beach County's mask ordinance at its New Year's Eve bash has resulted in a warning, but no fine or other punishment. Florida's emergency director is mostly blaming the federal government for what some people see as a slow distribution of COVID-19 vaccines in Florida. State Division of Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz said that to a House panel today. Moskowitz says there will be a statewide vaccination online registration portal in a few weeks. Some Florida lawmakers are calling for sweeping reforms after a Department of Justice investigation alleged a culture of systemic sexual abuse and cover-ups at a woman's prison in Ocala. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports, recently some state legislators held a Zoom call with former inmates of Lowell Correctional Institution to talk about how to move forward.
Lorette Phillipson expected to serve her time at Lowell peacefully, but soon after starting her 8.5-year sentence, she saw the abuses hidden in plain sight.
I saw many women being removed from the dorm to go with officers to the secret spot, knowing that sex was going to take place, mostly in exchange for free world items.
And Phillipson said it only got worse if women tried to complain. An investigation would mean the woman went into confinement while the officer continued their duty, collecting a paycheck while more women remained vulnerable. Ultimately, she said, many women gave up.
The women will usually end up signing a statement that she was not truthful in her original complaint so that she can get out of confinement to see and talk to her family and her children, only for the sexual abuse to resume.
Phillipson isn't alone in assessing abusive conditions at Lowell. In late December, the U.S. Department of Justice released a report accusing Lowell of a history of sexual abuse and cover-ups. Lowell is the oldest women's prison in Florida and the largest in the country. According to the report, Lowell prisoners have suffered harm from sexual abuse and are at substantial risk of serious harm because existing systems discourage prisoners from reporting sexual abuse and fail to effectively detect and deter sexual abuse. The report said the DOJ found abuse going back to 2006 at least, and said the Florida Department of Corrections was aware. Investigators wrote, despite being on notice of this sexual abuse, FDOC and Lowell failed to take timely action to remedy the systemic problems that have enabled corrections officers and other staff to continue to sexually abuse Lowell prisoners. The report said such abuses violate prisoners' Eighth Amendment rights, which protect against cruel and unusual punishment. The DOJ warned Florida that it could sue if conditions aren't satisfactorily met within 49 days, but a group of women legislators want to put laws on the books to make sure abuses don't continue. State Representative Anika Omfroy is one of those lawmakers.
We have made it our point to do the work that others have decided is not important. Every Floridian that resides in the state of Florida, whether they are incarcerated or not incarcerated, deserves a certain level of respect.
Omfroy was joined by Representatives Susan Valdez, Yvonne Hinson, and Diane Hart in calling for change. They warned FDOC Inspector General Ken Sumter that if he doesn't clean up the Department of Corrections, they'll find someone who will, and called for reforms like citizen review boards, more psychological testing for guards along with increased background checks, and a database to track violations and complaints.
If there's anything that pops up in their background about abusing anyone, they should not be working within our facilities. Simple. They don't have the qualifications, the basic qualifications to be there. If you're abusing human beings, you should not be working in the care of human beings.
Omfroy added that lawmakers should also support mental health evaluations and support services for correction officers. Representative Hart said prison reform bills are being drafted ahead of the coming legislative session in March, but the Florida legislature has a long history of pushing those issues off. Representative Valdez said she hopes this report could be the tool to change the tide.
If this report does not change attitudes in Tallahassee, when we swore on the oath of the Constitution to protect our citizens, I don't know what else will.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
All I-275 lanes on the Howard Franklin Bridge will close from 8 in the evening this Saturday until noon the next day, weather permitting. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the high 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and windy, some showers later in the day, highs in the low 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.